This is Dr. Richard Klumpas presenting the ABB Optical Group's new podcast series. I'll be interviewing fellow practitioners who will share their insights in caring for patients. The world is moving rapidly toward daily disposable lenses. 1 year ago, Dr. Mason Weibrow from Centerville, Utah, set out to increase his use of daily disposables. This has made a significant difference in his practice. Dr. Weibrow received a Bachelor of Science degree in microbiology and chemistry from Weber State University and an OD degree from the Houston College of Optometry. He has been in private practice since 2005. So, Dr. Weibrow, welcome to the podcast series.
Thanks. I'm excited to be part of this. Thank you.
Our pleasure. So I have a few questions for you to share with our audience. And the first one is that you made some significant changes to your contact lens prescribing, especially in the area of daily disposables. Can you share some of the prescribing statistics that you have?
Sure. Last year, just to kind of set some numbers out here, I guess that's appropriate. And kind of looking at what ABB has provided me through kind of the business analysis, last year I was, for the whole 2014 year, I was 26% dailies. And the first quarter of this year, I'm at 68%.
Wow. That's quite a change.
Yeah. And it really wasn't that hard to change.
Yeah. So why the shift into growing your practice with daily disposables? Why did you make that change?
As professionals, we always try to focus on what's best for our patients. And really, because daily contacts are the best, I have just given some extra special attention and awareness for my patients concerning the daily options.
How do you go about promoting daily disposables in your office? What do you do? How do you go about this?
I guess the only real thing that I've done with those statistics, looking at last year and this year, is that I've kind of created a literal map. It's kind of a simple table or format for our patients to help understand the actual cost difference between a two-week lens or a monthly modality lens and a daily. I just educate them on that it's a better choice for a myriad of different reasons. And so I always, with every single contact lens fit, have my patients walk out with a pair of daily contact lenses in their eyes, which usually is about a 10-day supply, so they have ample time to try those out.
Sure.
But also give them their usual contact lens modality.
Okay. So you give them the choice, and now they get to experience daily disposables, at least for a 10-day period, right?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. And what's interesting about that is, you know, even if they are – this year aren't really interested on one day, at least they've walked out with 10 days, and then it just opens up more conversation for our next visit. So, you know, and I'm finding now that it's been about a year that people are like, hey, you know, I want to talk more about the one day options. And that was actually really convenient for when we were camping or allergies or whatever the case may be for them. So
how do you go about describing the benefits? What do you actually tell your patients?
Like what words? That's the tricky part, huh? Just knowing exactly what to say and how to not sound patronizing or, you know, whatever the right word is. I don't really just focus or solely focus on dailies. And just like you said, I offer choices that I'm happy with. So no matter what the patient chooses, I'm just totally happy with that. It's kind of a love and logic way that Dr. Fay educates parents on and, you know, how to, mm-hmm. you know, talk to kids, but most often I'll give them a choice. And with my office, I typically, just to kind of briefly talk about this, I focus a lot on AccuView lenses. And typically what the story is if someone comes in and they're in an AccuView Oasys lens, which is a two-week lens, I give them a choice with that lens and also the one-day Moist lens. And we all are or want to be educated consumers. And so my approach is just to like educate them so that they can choose what's best for them and not what's best financially for me or the practice.
So, sure. You know, cost is always an issue, and explaining cost to patients about contact lenses sometimes could be an obstacle. How do you go beyond this? How do you get beyond that issue?
Yeah, cost is always an issue. However, pricing can be kind of deceiving if you don't like have a true comparison of the price. And so some other little bits that I say, there's like four or five things that I'll say. It usually takes 2 or 5 minutes that as I'm having this discussion with my patients, that that just make this cost transition a little easier. The first thing I usually see, and I try to just have this be a light conversation and not hard, not a difficult conversation, but just a very light conversation mm-hmm. piece. And I do first kind of start out that AcuView in this last year, that AcuView's made some really cool changes with their contact lenses and with their one-day lenses. And again, I am speaking specifically with AcuView, but I know there are a myriad of other options out there. But one thing for me and why my practice has changed so much with going from 26 to 68 is I really think some changes that Johnson & Johnson has done with the unilateral pricing. Mm-hmm. And with the last changes or the changes they've made this last year, I explained that really the cost of a monthly or a 2-week lens is nearly the same as a 1-day once you factor in the additional cost of contact lens solution. And secondly, mm-hmm. I talk about the unilateral pricing, and a lot of people don't know what that term is or what it is. So I just briefly say it's kind of the same thing that Apple does. It doesn't matter where you go. It's kind of the same price. So, and I do say it's not just my office. It's the same price at Costco, at Walmart, 1-800-CONTACTS, the big names out there.
Sure.
And most patients, and I just kind of say most patients love that because now no one has to worry where to look for the lowest price because it's all the same. Sure. I also talk about comfort with a daily lens and kind of open that up with a rhetorical question on, you know, how awesome it feels when you have a new fresh lens in your eye, and with dailies you have a new sterile lens every single day. And the last thing I end on is AcuView's built in a rebate, which has been really nice. So unlike last year, where people and typically people in the past have had to fill out a rebate, whether it's electronically or still something they had to do, it's just kind of built sure. into the pricing. So,
sure. Here's something interesting. A lot of docs like to dispense an annual supply of disposables, but you have a very different philosophy and it works for you. Can you share it?
We definitely talk annual supplies because there's some huge benefit to annual supplies. ABB they have a great thing that if you get an annual supply, free shipping to the patient. Patients love that. Sure. The rebates are built into an annual supply. So it's not that I don't focus on annual supplies. I definitely focus on annual supplies. But that day when my patients leave, I do not try to have patients walk out of my door with an annual supply because it's a little pressured, and I see and I get pressured when I'm in a situation like that. So no one walks out of my door unless they're, you know, they've been in the lens and they know that that's what they like, and they'll get the annual supply then. But generally speaking, no one walks out with an annual supply of daily lenses. They get to go to try them. I hopefully have educated them. My front staff has educated them. We call them back in 2 to 3 days, ask them for the order. We can ship them to their house. And yes, the last time I talked about that, I think in thinking about this question, what percent of annual supplies do I do? We're probably, and talking with my office manager, we're probably about 85% annual supply dispensing.
Wow. That's very high. Yeah, very high.
It's been exciting.
Yeah. So, you know, many offices succeed or fail based on staff. How does your staff support the use of you prescribing daily disposables?
I guess it's a effort that we work together at. You know, we've kind of created like this apples to apples price comparison guide table, and it just simply shows the difference between the cost of the two products, whether it's a 2-week monthly lens versus a 1-day. For me, my front office figures out as part of this kind of roadmap, and it's just educational tutorial tool for them to take with them, that as my front office fills this out, it compares the price, but it's really not truly an apples-to-apples price unless you include the additional cost of contact lens solution for the 2-week or the monthly modality. And you know, people can figure out what that price is for them. I simply, my average that I use is $175 a year in contact lens solution. And I figured this by following the contact lens instructions and recommendations to a T. Mm-hmm. And in a month's time, I averaged approximately the use of about 10 ounces of contact lens solution by their recommendations. Sure. And then I just figured it price per ounce and then per year. And that ranged from $150 to $200, and So, and that's based on prices at Costco and Amazon Prime. This is, I'm not trying to find the highest prices. I'm kind of going where a lot of people get their stuff.
Sure. Very good. You know, some practitioners provide staff incentives to meet monthly goals in the practice. How do you measure success, and how do you celebrate success in your office?
Thanks. Yeah, I've never been big on the acronyms of PIPs or SPIFs, offering, you know, dollar amounts on dollar amounts sold. We just set goals and we work together. And if we achieve those goals, we celebrate them with dinners or other fun things that we like to do.
You know, it's amazing how just recognizing your staff, saying thank you, great job, an occasional dinner can make staff just so much more enthusiastic about coming to the practice every day and putting on a smile and providing the best care.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think feeling appreciated in life is a goal that we all need to have. We need to feel appreciated. Totally agree with that.
Sure. So how has the ABB Optical Group helped you reach your goals in prescribing more daily disposables?
For me, I've got to tell you that I have had some exceptional, brilliant like reps with ABB, Mike Norris, Rob Grindel. My other reps were Johnson & Johnson, and everyone else. I have some really exceptional salespeople that do a great job in helping me as a clinician understand the science behind things and knowing how to make smart business decisions when it comes to carrying inventories. The customer service with ABB has been exceptional. I mean, anytime I've needed a phone or even the nice online talk to someone, it's just such a convenient thing. It's just a really, really great thing to have. You know, they also have the, and I kind of referred to this earlier, that the benchmark versus my practice is the first page that they have. I've really loved this because it's really helped me understand kind of our market in real time, what I'm doing last year, what other people are doing. Helps me make just hopefully smarter business decisions.
Sure. Yeah, it's always important to know where you've been, where you're going, and how you compare perhaps with other practices that are about the same size as yours.
Yeah, that is so true. One other thing I want to mention with my staff, because I think it is so important to have, that you mentioned earlier, kind of some common ground. And one thing that I do differently when it comes to going back to celebrating success is I don't do monthly updates based on dollars that the office is bringing in, but I talk about people. I talk about how many people are coming into our office. We're in the business to help people, and the more lives that we're helping, kind of, as we all know, convert to dollars, and that's ultimately what we're trying to do. But I never focus on the dollars, only the people that we're helping, and that just brings a connection with my staff and even myself. And I think just that energy is just, we can connect with it and we love it. And because we all want to help people. So rather than focusing on dollars, we focus on number of people. So
that's brilliant, because if you take care of your patients, ultimately you'll take care of the practice.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. Did you want to mention anything else at all?
You know, I want to thank you for interviewing me and taking the time. I know that it's always kind of, I think it's great to have folks like you who spend a bit of time with clinicians like me who have kind of made, I feel like, a significant difference in my practice, and then getting together so we have the ability to kind of have some open communication and understand what's working in one practice may work in other practices. And I'm happy to go into more details with anyone about what I'm doing here. So thank you, Richard. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. And Mason, thank you for sharing your insights and experiences in prescribing daily disposables. This is going to help a lot of our colleagues who would like to increase the lens modality in their practices but aren't really quite sure exactly what steps to take.
Thanks.
On behalf of the ABB Optical Group, I look forward to bringing more clinicians to the podcast series to share insights and improve patient care. Until next time, be well, everybody. Thank you.